Hello again, this is Mad King at MadKing.com. As you know, my podcasts usually include political humor, but today, for a change of pace, I'm offering some jobless humor instead. Then again, countless unemployed and underemployed Americans have George Bush to thank for their predicament. So perhaps today's humor is political after all. In any event, I hope you enjoy my working tips. Finding a new job can be a daunting challenge, but if you follow my simple 21-step plan, you'll soon be battling cranky alarm clocks, rush hour traffic, and the living for the weekend daily grind. Step 1, lose job. Step 2, panic, freak out, and turn into a pulsating blob of hysteria. Caution, it's best to do this at home. You'll be wanting that reference. Step 3. Torture everyone you've ever met with your tale of woe. That's about your former boss, your boss's boss, your lousy luck, the manipulative co-worker who stole your job, the economy, and of course the world as we know it. Seriously consider buying a voodoo doll. Step 4. Perfect the art of sleeping late, parading about in flatteringly garb and doing absolutely nothing. Tell your spouse you spent the entire week working on your resume. When spouse says, let me have a look, say you're still fine-tuning it. Step 5. Start working on resume. Step 6. Show spouse resume. Become defensive when asked where is the rest of it. Step 7. Report to unemployment. Wait in line for hours. Fill out confusing paperwork. Go home to look for missing data. Step 8. Return to unemployment. Wait in line. Fill out forms. Be interrogated by someone half your age and 1/8 as educated. Someone who actually has a job. Step 9. Discover the pitiful sum you'll be getting for the next 26 weeks. That is, if you report in regularly, fill out weekly forms, and prove to the satisfaction of some bored civil servant that you've been a diligent, albeit unsuccessful, little job hunter. Step 10. Revise your resume. Study the help wanted ads. Conclude you need to be more creative. Step 11. Compose catchy letters filled with all the latest lingo. Stuff them into envelopes with your new improved resume. Receive nothing in the mail but bills. Step 12. Buy a new answering machine lest you miss a call from a prospective employer. Play back messages with great anticipation. 3 hang-ups and 2 salesmen. Your mother wondering if you found a job yet. A former coworker saying your boss just got the axe. Smile for the first time in weeks. Step 13. Put on your finest suit and show up at employment agencies. Try to charm them into dispensing with a no interview without appointment rule. Find out receptionists now double as bouncers. Step 14. Become depressed. Always sleep, eat, drink, bend. Avert your eyes at the help wanted ads. Become overwhelmed with guilt and wonder what adult companionship would feel like. In a spurt of activity, answer several ads. Step 15. Receive call for interview. Panic. Shop for a new suit. Ask spouse to pose as interviewer. Ask parents to pose as interviewer. Practice plausible, sympathetic, yet not strictly truthful to explanation of why you're out of work. Step 16. Suffer through interview. Consider objecting to improper questions. Reconsider. Speak enthusiastically about your old job. Speak earnestly about your prospective job. Barely manage not to gag. Acquit self reasonably well, except for one accidental use of curse words. Decide to clean up your vocabulary, at least until you're hired. Step 17. Tell spouse, parents, and friends that interview. Disregard encouraging words. Second guess yourself. Wonder if interviewer will check references. Wonder if references will make things worse. Wonder if you should threaten to sue for slander. Send effusive thank you note to interviewer. Become nauseated. by your hypocrisy. Now, letter anyway. Step 18. Wait to hear from prospective employer. Leave several phone messages. Finally reach interviewer one evening after phone screener has gone home. Find out the job has been filled. You're underqualified, or overqualified, or inappropriately qualified. Step 19. Repeat steps 14 through 18, except for vocabulary lapse. Repeat them again. Keep repeating them until... Step 20. Receive job offer. Become so excited you almost forget to ask what it pays. Step 21. Set alarm clock for the crack of dawn and fall asleep an hour before it sounds. Moan. Struggle into consciousness, crawl into your best suit, and report to work an hour early. Quit griping and get used to it. You should have enjoyed unemployment while it lasted. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed hearing my working tips. If you'd like to see a text version of it, go to mattkane.com and click on my career humor section. There you'll find working tips and lots of other employment humor. And if you'd like to find audio links to my other podcasts, just go to mattkane.com and click on my Notables weblog. So long for today, and thanks for listening.